The first reading today, we heard the words, "Bless the man without fault." Now we look at ourselves and think, how can we be without fault? There are so many faults in our lives, day after day and hour after hour. And yet, if we look at the spiritual life and what the saints tell us, it's precisely the whole purpose, to grow in perfection. The Lord told us, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, that doesn't mean be absolutely perfect as God is, because we cannot be. But what it means is that we have to strive to get rid of sin and even to get rid of the imperfections in our lives. Obviously, this does not come easily or naturally. But if we think about it from the other perspective, if there are any imperfections that still remain on our soul when we die, we're going to be spending time in purgatory until they're gone. In purgatory, there is no merit. In purgatory, there is no growth in holiness. It's just purification. Here, if we are willing to work on those things and get rid of them, there is merit. There is growth in holiness. And therefore, there is a higher position in heaven, which means simply loving God and being loved by God even more for all eternity. So it is all in our benefit to work on these things. And they can be overcome. If we read what Saint Teresa writes, she is the master of prayer when we get to what she would call the seventh mansion, or we can, whatever you want to call it, just that point of perfection. There are no more sins. There are no more imperfections on a spiritual level. It is possible. It is not easy to get there. When we read the lives of the saints and we see all the difficult things that they had to endure, that's why they were enduring them. As we heard in the reading, that they could have sinned, but they didn't. They could have turned aside, but they wouldn't. They were tempted. It's the only way. We're going to have to face the temptations, and we're going to have to say no to them. We're going to be faced with these things, and we have to choose the Lord and His will, which means we have to work against our own will when our will is something different from God's. Again, these things don't come easily. But that's that growth in holiness. That's what God is looking for from us. We have to remember, as Scripture tells us, that nothing impure or imperfect can enter into heaven. Why wait until you're in purgatory? Why wait and put off heaven just so that we can have it easier here? Doesn't make sense. If heaven is our goal, if heaven is where we want to be, number one, we want to be there as soon as we can after we die. And number two, we want to be able to love God as much as we can for the rest of eternity. So overcoming our sins, overcoming even our imperfections, is a win-win situation. There is no downside to it. Unfortunately, the devil is very shrewd, and he will show us all of the downsides, because we have to give this up and people might think we're strange or whatever, and so we go through those sorts of things. But the reality is, it's perfect freedom. Freedom is doing the will of God, because God wants only what is perfect. He wants only the best. So if we choose what is the best, we are choosing freedom. The devil, on the other hand, says, no, 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 do whatever you want. That's freedom. No, it's not. Not only is it license, but it is slavery. Jesus says it, and so does St. Paul. Anyone who sins, Jesus said, is a slave to sin. That's not freedom. So yes, we're using our free will to do what's wrong, but we become enslaved to the sin. God created us to be free, and if we choose the will of God, then we are acting in freedom. And the more we can get sin out of the way, and the more we can get our selfishness and our imperfections out of the way, the more perfectly we can act according to that freedom. So if we want to be who we were created to be, if we want to love God with our whole heart and soul and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves, as we have been commanded, it means get rid of the selfishness. It means get rid of the sin. That's exactly what we hear in the first reading. Bless the man without fault. It's not easy. It is possible. The saints show us, they lay out the way for us, so we don't even have to blaze a new trail. It's already there. All we have to do is get on it and make the choice to put the spiritual life as the priority and to strive for perfect union with God, which is growth in holiness and getting rid of anything that stands between God and us.